Hello, this is Nikki from HypnoFantasy.com. I recently came across the term adaptive unconscious. And after reading about it, I realized that the term relates very well to hypnosis. This session will further explore the idea of adaptive unconscious. Wikipedia says that adaptive unconscious is a set of mental processes influencing judgment and decision-making in a way that is inaccessible to introspective awareness. More simply put, it is part of what goes on in the background for everything that you do. And it's so far in the background that you aren't even aware of it. Wikipedia also goes on to say that adaptive unconscious is distinguished from conscious processing in a number of ways, including being faster, effortless, more focused on the present. Notice one word there, effortless. Now, think about how your mind and body respond when you hear my voice and you know that you're going to be hypnotized. That's right. It's coming back to you, isn't it? You hear the sound of my voice and your body begins to relax. Your thoughts begin to cloud. And your mind begins to open itself to suggestion even before you go into trance. All this happens by itself. In other words, effortlessly. And I love what it says about being more focused on the present. When you're in a deep hypnotic trance, you certainly are more focused on the present. That same Wikipedia entry says, the term adaptive unconscious reflects the idea that much of what the unconscious does is beneficial, that its various processes have been streamlined to quickly evaluate and respond to patterns in an environment. Now, since a deep hypnotic trance state is indeed beneficial, your mind will naturally respond to my suggestions during this session because you want to be hypnotized. You truly want to be hypnotized again and again and again. This session will streamline certain processes and responses in a way that you will find very exciting and utterly irresistible. Have you ever been hypnotized and still found yourself dreamingly wondering if you really were hypnotized? This actually happens quite often. You choose to listen to a hypnosis session, settle down, turn on the recording, and allow the voice of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust to seep into your mind and gently direct your thoughts. You are so well conditioned that before long, you do, in fact, fall under her spell. You sink into a deep, responsive hypnotic trance. Even then, there may be some part of your mind that wonders if you're hypnotized. This can happen even if you're in a profound trance. I find it exciting that you effortlessly carry out suggestions even while wondering if you are hypnotized. This can happen because perfect hypnotic subjects such as yourself can be completely unaware of your own unawareness. You wonder if you're hypnotized while not even realizing that you are totally fixated upon the sound of the hypnotist's voice or that everything around you has